Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
What's the Bible say? You were neither hot nor cold, so I spit you out of my mouth. Now look at the jellyfish that the New World Order has created. Once human, now just mindless drones that respond to television. And they are lukewarm jellyfish, like leaves that blow where the wind takes them. Not me. Not me. It is such a simple, fundamental shift, ladies and gentlemen, towards liberty and towards humanity and towards the animating spirit of our Savior that has created this universe, and you will be free, free of the fear, free of the weakness. The New World Order entices you. It makes you feel weak. It makes you feel incompetent. It tells you it can sell you the answers when it sells you death. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. Chris, May, Dave, Ted, others. Chris in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Mr. Jones. My name's Chris. I'm 32, and I've been waking up since I was 16, so we've been on similar paths for a similar amount of time, and in that time I wish I could have found a way to discredit you, but I can't. And I discovered you when I was learning about peak oil, and I thank you for exposing that. But I have an idea. Your last comments were a great segue into this point. I have an idea a la the thousand cuts method of warfare for your listeners to fight back against this tyranny. And it's based on the fail video meme that's popular now on YouTube. It's these videos, they're fail videos. They're just silly things that show people failing. But I think that the greatest failure that we see right now is our federal government, the media. And
yeah, we can create fail videos, you know, showing globalists and then saying, didn't get their carbon tax. Fail! Yeah.
That's my challenge to your listeners, is to not wait for you to have a contest, but to start immediately those people who are adept at making YouTube videos to start infiltrating the, co-opting the fail video movement. And
well, you know why the fail video movement is so popular? People like to see someone they think that has more wealth or power than them failing, when I'm the opposite. I want to see people who have talent and beauty and understanding. I just love to see them and love to see their success. But what I don't like is people using corruption to control and hurt innocent people. I don't want to see those people fail. I want to see them destroyed.
Exactly right, sir. And essentially, they're bullies. And one thing a bully can't stand is to be laughed at or mocked. So to expose them, and I have an example here. It's 30 seconds of what one of these videos might look like, if I may.
Go ahead.
Okay, this would be like the text on the screen. On March 30th, I'm not sure on the date. On March 30th, the media terrorized the nation by announcing that America was nearly attacked by an armed militia intent on taking over the government, and the FBI stopped them just in time, saving us all. On March 31st, it was revealed that the nine members of the Hutari militia, the only one calling
were released, and it was all fake, and the government did it to try to sell propaganda. They fail. And when Chris Matthews does his hit piece on Rand Paul and myself next week, this big national special, we have to point out that Rand Paul's poll numbers actually went up after the last hit piece. They fail. And yes, it's important to show how the enemy is failing on every front. Yes, that is important.
Right. And then on 5-3 of 2010, the U.S. District Judge ordered that the Hutari be released due to insufficient evidence. So for blatantly staging an attack, playing the victim and getting caught red-handed, failing to find a group who we could believe was a real threat or at least had more teeth than toes, and using the event as an excuse to attack gun owners and further violate their oath to the Constitution, Bill of Rights, federal government equals epic fail.
Well done, Chris.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Good to hear from you. Absolutely. I mean, when we post people's videos on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and try to really get them going and promote it, and I see so many new one-hour, two-hour documentaries being posted on YouTube and other websites that are really good, and that's a good feeling. If they set me up or kill me next week, I've already blown the hell out of the enemy. And we've taught everybody how to fight back. We've all done it together, and we're just going to get better. And so they're trying to move to shut the web down right now, but they'll fail at that.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are going to continue with your phone calls here. Then I'm going to get into the economy and a more intensive news blitz on other facets. Paul Watson did the fourth hour yesterday. He'll be doing it again today. We're just building him up so he can, in the future, do a full four-hour broadcast. We're putting him through his paces right now to be a fill-in host for us, and he did a great job yesterday. Really held the web numbers good, and so that's a gauge of the audience. Of course, I put on air what I like, and I like the breakdowns that Watson provides. So he'll be with us in the last hour with huge, huge breaking news on the oil well, putting it all together in perspective and where this is going. Before I get to the economy, though, let's finish up with a few calls here. May in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, I'm calling from Panama City, and we don't have the oil yet, but it's starting to come through the pass, I understand. I want you to hear about a company called Nalco. It is the maker of the dispersant that BP is using. It is toxic. It is banned in Europe. It is it has tentacles. It has Warren Buffett, Maurice Strong, Al Gore, Soros, Apollo, Blackstone.
No, I had seen that it's tied into the bigger chemical companies, and it's super toxic compared to crude oil that is biodegradable. I mean, it's not great, but crude oil compared to chemicals that they're dumping into it is is, and that's why all the workers are getting sick that are out there being ordered to put this dispersant into the oil.
Ordered not to speak when they're sick, too. And there is a better one, but it's not manufactured by Nalco. It's called Dispersit. It's less toxic. It can be manufactured at 60,000 gallons a day, and they don't want to know about it. And
well, what about the bacteria? The spin by mainstream news is, well, there's natural bacteria that are going to eat most of the oil anyway. Well, that's true, but why aren't they out there from day one spraying the bacteria they've got on top of it, which have no environmental impact? They're not really even engineered. They've just been bred to gobble up the oil, and then they reproduce in the oil. But you've got to put it in early so that the bacteria go with the flows of oil. It's hard once it's spread all over the Gulf to then go put it in pockets. Why did they do this?
They do it because of the money. They're not going to give up them. They're going to make us absolutely dependent.
Exactly. FEMA got more power off of what happened with Katrina by screwing up. Sorry, go ahead.
It's all about cap and trade. They're going to push this through. And isn't it convenient that Al Gore left the picture because he's getting a divorce during this this crisis? Where is he? I used to dive in the Florida Keys. I'm 67 years old, and I have a blog, and I beat the government up every day, and I use a lot of your material, and we listen to you maybe three times a day. And so we're doing our part, but this is a terrible thing, and I don't believe it was an accident. I just don't believe it.
Ma'am, thank you, and I think your instinct and research is on target. We just had the big report go up. This is 4 or 5 days of writing and research, a month of research that goes into this. We've been writing this over the last, since last Friday, so 4 days. Evidence points to BP oil spill false flag. Evidence points to BP oil spill false flag. Now, the problem is Google is so immoral, you can buy the search term. And so they're spending millions of dollars a day to have the first four pages. If you go to Google, we'll do this live on PrisonPlanet.tv right now, and if you type in BP, just the letters BP or British Petroleum, and we'll do that live on TV for folks watching, but anybody can do this online, and every page is BP.com or their subsidiaries. I mean, keep scrolling down. BP, BP. It is just amazing that they are controlling what type of news is able to make it in there. And they bought the term oil spill. Now, what's interesting is I did this last night and this morning at my house, and the first 3 to 4 pages had no one in it. The top ones here are BP, but some of them actually are New York Times and others. So I don't know how they're... I guess Google might have gotten embarrassed by this and must have just changed it. But still, they're dominating. But, I mean, it was nothing but BP.com, 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 BP World, BP, you know, different subsidiary websites, just page after page, their propaganda. And there's also a news blackout on the fact that there's a news blackout. 3 weeks ago, I had CBS News footage. We played clips here. Where they would try to go to public beaches in Louisiana, and armed men would pull up and say, "You're not allowed to be here. Orders of BP." We'd say, "You know, how is this continuing to happen?" And you know, the answer is they're just getting away with it. And so, we've got the satellite photos, folks. And the good news is most of it's staying far out to sea. And but the problem is it's going to go around Florida and hit the Keys. It is going to really hurt the Keys, but. Minus the Keys, you know, the western coast of Florida, it is going to get hit some when it comes back around. The eastern coast is going to get hit some. But from what I've seen in the satellite images and then the computer models of how those currents flow, it could be a lot worse. The problem is if they don't get this fixed in the next month or two, ladies and gentlemen, when those hurricanes hit, then the flow completely changes and it just drives it into land. And you're going to have... It's tens of millions of gallons now. What is it, 500,000 a day? And it's 40-something days, and we're talking hundreds of millions of gallons is going to be hitting. And then you got a problem. you got a big problem. They should have burned that off. They should have been out there dropping napalm on it to keep it burning from day one. They should have kept. That's the old way. They've had lots of oil spills, folks. You burn them. You set them on fire, folks. And then it's just black smoke. Whoop-de-doo. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in Michigan. Dave, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Regarding gold, shift gears a little bit. I have recently been noticing a lot of TV commercials and have found a lot of websites that are offering this cash for gold. And my first thought about that was when seeing all this push for this, could this be a plot to extract, you know, a precious metal with real value from the public and leave them with worthless fiat currency? I was wondering what you and maybe even Ted Anderson's take would be on this whole cash for gold thing.
By the way, Dave, this is not a setup call. We didn't tell you to call, correct?
No. I've been wondering about this for a while. And, in fact, when you've had Ted Anderson on, you know, over the last few weeks, I've tried to call and get on while you've had him on, and I've just never been able to get through. So
all right,
it's my
first
opportunity.
Dave, I appreciate your call. In fact, we'll put him on hold and get his take in a moment. Poor Ted. I get wound up, folks, so wound up I don't plug my own films, my own sponsors, my own books, how we fund ourselves. I get that wound up. And he was supposed to be on at 12:05 an hour ago, hour and 10 minutes. And I said, sorry, come on at 1:05. Now it's 1:16. We're live here on this Tuesday edition. Ted's been sitting there politely off and on for an hour waiting to come on. And so I can bring him up to answer your question. I was wanting to get to your calls and then get into all this economic news, tax hikes, and the 2011 economic collapse, Wall Street Journal. Investment banker, it's going to get nasty. Buy land, barbed wire, and guns. I'm going to cover that when we come back because now's the time to get into this. But and the oil spill is serving at many levels as a political distraction for all of this. The overall global financial military takeover that's happening. But absolutely, you're going to see gold ads everywhere selling gold because gold's a hot commodity and the best performing investment overall in the last 7 years. But you're also everywhere. I see these ads for we'll buy your junk gold. And I've seen they pay about half of what it's worth. And then they melt it down and sell it to the big gold companies who then turn it into coins or ingots and sell it back to you at a premium. So, yes, there are more reputable places that do it. But still, they deserve some markup to pay for their mortar and their taxes and their employees. But they shouldn't pay you under about 10% of what gold's worth. I've been told by the industry that's a good deal if it's not already in coin form because they've got to then get it certified. They've then got to sell it. Who they're selling it to, you know, doesn't give them full market value either. So that's a pretty good deal if you're getting within 10%. If you're getting 90% of its value, but you've got to know how to value it. So, yes, that's why you see ads everywhere because they can't mine enough gold. Mints are running out all over the world. The real market has gold on average about $200, even for the coins that haven't been very popular. Krugerrands are one of the most unpopular coins in history because they're connected to the South African regime. Well, Krugerrands are sold out right now in many areas, and there's giant premiums on them. Okay, same things that are seen as quite plentiful. British sovereigns can't get them, or there's huge premiums. Maple leaves, can't get them, or huge premiums. U.S. buffaloes, can't get them, or there's giant premiums. Because they're selling out everywhere. So, see, the bankers are trying to suppress gold, but they're not successful. But to a certain extent, they are, because gold in the real market's $1,500 an ounce, $1,450 at its low. But they're telling you it's, you know, $1,250 right now. Let's bring Ted Anderson up briefly. Ted, do you agree with my analysis there?
Yeah, I sure do. I tell you, you see this happening where people will set up shops to buy jewelry and what they call it, scrap gold. As a matter of fact, in 1980, it happened too when the market surged. There are a lot of people that, you know, need money and they'll sell their old rings or dental or whatever they have, and it needs to be smelted. And you're not going to get 90% because that's about what a dealer can get when they group all their gold together unless you have a large enough volume. And then they'll sell it to a smelter, have it assayed. You know, there's fees and charges and that, and then they turn it into bars and coins, just like you said. It's just recycling, that's all.
All right, stay there. But the issue is you don't get what your gold's really worth when you do that. Stay there, Ted Anderson. I want to come back to you, talk about the explosion in the gold market today, all-time records in Europe, almost hitting the record here in the U.S.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Look, I'm not going to belabor this because I want to get into the financial news and more of your calls. Also, the military officer that released to WikiLeaks the video of the troops killing the kids, he's being charged. Bush is giving speeches saying he'd torture people again. But our government sent people who followed his orders to prison for the torture, but he's running around saying he would order torture again. What's wrong with that picture? It's two sets of rules, but I digress. Answering the caller's question on the gold, is that caller still there, John? Dave in Michigan, did that answer your question?
Yeah, pretty much. And I also wanted to mention that when I Googled it, I found a ton of reviews of people commenting on how they were ripped off, how the checks were very small compared to what they felt their gold was worth, asking for the gold back and not getting it, contacting the Better Business Bureau, bringing charges with their local police department. It seems to be a real ripoff.
Well, I appreciate your call. Again, it varies. There have been places, normally you want to go to a reputable place that's been there for a long time, who's in the business of buying junk gold back. Obviously, you're going to get people that are going to end up not giving you that much money for it. But again, they've got a business, they got telephones, they got taxes. I mean, people expect for some reason with gold that there's going to be no markup, or in trading gold in that there's going to be, you know, no profit for them. And people love to complain, but I have no doubt there's scams out there, but I'm glad we can answer your question. The answer is to get high quality certified bullion or certified coins and to buy gold instead of selling gold. And now is the time. I mean, Ted Anderson, they're now in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times saying people are going to buy gold. Tell folks where gold is today.
Yeah, sure. Gold hit a peak that it's never seen before today so far at 1252.30. Presently,
oh, so it did break its previous U.S. record. Excuse me.
It did, but it hasn't closed at that. So usually when they say gold hit a record peak, they go off the close. So the market's still open. But the last peak was 1251 and change, and now it's seen a high of 1252.30. So right now, presently, 1244.20. So yeah, it's definitely strong today, Alex. And people are buying because they want security. They want to get out of paper currency and they want to hold on to gold. Your caller's right. I mean, there's a lot of people that do get ripped off out there, you know, and you really have to beware because just about, you know, there's so many people that come out of the woodwork to buy, you know, people's jewelry, and it can get to be really ugly. So
yeah, but that digresses us down a rabbit trail, but I'm glad we can answer that. We're not in the junk gold business, folks. We're in the business of selling you gold, not buying your gold. Though, Ted, you do buy people's gold back, don't you?
We sure do. And you're right. I'm not in the scrap business. If somebody needed to sell me scrap, they could. But that's not my particular goal. I handle coins that are very recognizable, like the British Sovereign, the Franc, the U.S. Eagle. We just picked up a supply of Buffaloes, by the way. You know, those are coins that are
recognized. Excuse me? I want one of those. You got some Buffaloes in.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we were able to secure a nice supply of those. So
now, Ted, I read in the news, anybody can go Google this and search it, that there's huge premiums. You know, gold is $1,242 right now, you know, at its all-time high in the U.S., all-time high in Europe. But that's not what coin companies are selling it for. I mean, I've seen huge, $200 premiums on an ounce of gold that is bullion class. So how are you able to sell it lower than that? And I know the answer, you bought it when it was lower and you're still selling it, even though gold's higher with the discount.
Well, that's what I try to do. I'm not getting a lot of opportunity right now because, you know, of this last little dip that came along. I only had about 2 or 3 days to stock up. But, yeah, that's what I do. What happens is when people put a demand on a finite supply, like British Sovereign, for example, they're not making those anymore. They're made back in the early 1900s. The supply that's there is it. When people come into the marketplace with literally billions of dollars to buy gold coins, you know, you're putting a lot of pressure on a coin and they start bidding up the premiums. You know, people see it on eBay. They see it everywhere. It's the same thing. You have supply and then you have demand.
And now the Russian government, the Iranians, others are pouring in, the Indians, the Japanese, the Chinese, Europeans who always look down their nose at gold. They liked big socialist governments. And boy, look how that ended up for them. And you've got all these open announcements of collapse. I hope we aren't going to have a full collapse. But by and large, NAFTA and GATT has already collapsed our industry. It's already collapsed our society. Now is the time to get into silver half dollars, to get into gold coins. Here's the toll-free number to call today, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. 800-800-2237. The brokers are there right now. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to get the lower prices. But I forgot to ask you, Ted, what you think your best deals on gold and silver are today. So tell us that offer when we come back. Then I'm getting into the economy, your calls, and a lot more.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is customer service. How may I help you?
I'd like to cancel my order for your super skincare formula.
And why are you canceling?
Honestly, I found a product that really works.
Can I ask what it's called?
It's called Night Skin. It's the only cream I found that helps fade age spots on my skin.
Really?
And Night Skin supports the production of natural collagen. My face looks amazing.
Maybe you can tell me how to get Night Skin.
Before you spend tons of money on so-called quick-fix skin creams, try Night Skin. Night Skin is a scientifically formulated anti-aging cream made by Dr. Arthur Perry, an award-winning Harvard-trained plastic surgeon. For a limited time, he's offering a free sample of Night Skin to new customers. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free sample per household. Call now and try Dr. Perry's Night Skin free. Call 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Yeah. Now they grow it on the moon and eat it raw. They used to grow food in Kansas. Yeah, now they grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see a day when even having your own garden will be against the law. They're now passing laws all over the world. Even in Oklahoma, they're trying to ban gardens because you might grow pot. You'd have a police inspection. We don't let prisoners, you're a prisoner of the New World Order, we don't let you grow plants without an inspection. Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that through your head.
Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that in your head.
You know, Bob Dylan is a patriot. You know, it's all about the New World Order. Just going to let you know that. I can't tell you how I know, but... But a man's got to do what a man's got to do. That's a lot of real estate indeed. All right, I'm going to go to your calls and a bunch of other news. It's just this is such heavy subjects, I got to have some fun with it. It's gallows humor. You know, when you're about to be hung, a lot of men, it was written in the annals, especially in England, would either beg and plead or they would be quiet, or they would say prayers, or they would make jokes and have fun and enjoy themselves. And many of the reports are they would look up at the sky and take a big, delicious breath of fresh air before they got their neck snapped at the end of a rope. And so I try to be positive because I'd go crazy if I wasn't. I mean, I live in a country, I live in a world run by a scientific dictatorship. I know they're destroying the economy by design. I know they're poisoning our food and water by design on record. I know all the major GMO food lines sterilize every rat, every guinea pig they feed it to. And I know full well they're running their operation against us. And that 99.9% of us are in the same boat together, black, white, old, young, and that we Hispanic, Jewish, Chinese, whatever you are, you're under attack, and we better grow up, and we better set the agenda of saying no to the New World Order. People say, well, that's all true. Why aren't you dead? Because there's too many of us speaking out, because it would highlight everything I've said, everything I've done. Somebody sent me a video of Bill Cooper, who had his problems, but he also was a talented radio host and author, and it was him saying, why aren't I dead yet? And he said basically what I've said, he would be a martyr. It would then underline and highlight everything he'd said. Well, in the end, they did kill him. And I certainly get my share of death threats, so it could come at any time. It's just a man's got to do what a man's got to do. And I'm going to tell the truth. I mean, I couldn't sit here knowing this. You know, that's the biggest frustration is so many people know this information and they don't take action with it. So many people go look it up and find out, my gosh, it's true. Every major GMO crop line from four different major companies sterilizes every mammal it comes in contact with, totally fries them and gives them cancer, attacks their liver. Let's go to dinner, honey, and feed the kids a bowl full of corn chips that are GMO. I mean, you know, what are we, would you give your kid Jack Daniels every day? And, I mean, you might as well. It's better for their liver than many of the GMO corn strains, the majority of what we're eating. Look, I'm already digressing. At a certain point, this is all I can talk about. They're chemtrailing us. They're poisoning the food and the water. It's now all admitted, and people are running around freaking out about the Gulf being hit by oil, and they're using deadly chemicals far worse than the oil to do something about it. But I'm going to shut up because I want to go to your calls. Ted, I mean, obviously, Midas Resources owns the network, and you're a big sponsor of my show. But I always get you on even when you're not sponsoring, you know, above and beyond your sponsorship, because I buy gold, I buy silver. Over the years, I haven't had a lot of money, but I bought some silver here, some gold there, and gotten a tidy hoard. As an emergency backup, if everything implodes, I'll have something. I mean, it's not a dragon's treasure or anything. It's not Captain Kidd's treasure. But I mean, people, if they make decisions, can get into gold and silver. And I happen to know because I've shopped. I've bought gold a few other places before, and I've found you've got the best deals when it's these specials. You've got collector coins and other stuff that's available that are great deals. But when it comes to bullion, these are the best deals people are going to find. Tell people about the best coin offers you've got today and what you've got available as others are running out or putting huge premiums on it and when prices are going to go up, how long you can hold it at this lower price.
Well, I mean, obviously one of the great coins to be buying is that Buffalo piece, but we do have the Franc. It is, I'm just happy to be able to sell them, actually. They're at $265. So the premium is actually low on them. It's a fractional piece of gold. So, you know, when it comes down to barter and trade, it's great for that.
And I'm not trying to be mean, but the coin dealer that Lindbeck promotes, it was in the news, and I went and checked it was true. 6 months ago, when gold was a lot less, was selling the same francs for $360 a piece.
Well, it's not just that gold dealer. They're across the United States.
Okay, well, let's explain. You have it. 256, and I haven't gotten the sheet lately, but normally when I see these francs, you're making $4 on them, and that's when you bought them when it was lower.
Yeah, they're just a touch higher than that right now. They're 265.
I mean, 265, so they've gone up a bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. I mean, but look at gold. I mean, what has gone on there? I mean, gold has hit a peak that it's never seen.
Well, that's better than 360.
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge discount to what's going on out there in the real world. But the same thing is that, you know, if you buy one of these coins, I'm going to buy a Bob Chapman's International Forecaster for a year. You know, that's $156 right there. subtract that from the cost of the coin, I mean, you come up for about $500 an ounce for gold. I mean, you could buy gold at $500 an ounce anymore. You'd have to go back about 10 years to find gold at that price. And so that is just a fabulous buy. And then, of course, the Walking Liberty halves are great at $975. You know, gold now approaching $1,300 an ounce, and older, you know, 100-year-old $20 liberties that were used here as currency, as money, they call those numismatics now, but they do contain just short of an ounce of gold. They're at $1,518. I was able to lower their price even though gold has gone up. You know,
yeah, let's explain. You're a big gold and silver dealer. You don't buy this stuff at what the melt price is. Some people, because there's some dealers that claim we have it at melt. That's not true. Okay. So there's a lot of bait and switching. The best deals I've found are Ted Anderson, 800-686-2237. We usually just spend a few minutes once or twice a week on this, but we're spending a lot more time today because this is big news. Gold at all-time high in the U.S. and in Europe. We'll see if it closes at that. But regardless, they're not going to be able to suppress the price much longer. They have been unsuccessful, and the market is trading way higher than what supposed unattainable spot gold is at. So we're seeing this is a rigged market right now, now more than ever. Even the rigged market is going up in price, but the real market is what, Ted? Am I right just from watching, and this is my layman's analysis, gold selling $200, $300 more an ounce, even for bullion, than what the market says spot gold is?
There are most certainly cases of that's true. Most of the stuff that I have right now is going to be closer to somewhere between $40, maybe $50 over spot. But there are some there's circumstances like take that British sovereign right now. They've shot up like crazy, and there's just no supply.
No, so I just see reports of the American Eagles for $1,500, and I see gold at $1,242, so I'm trying to figure that out.
Yeah, you definitely are seeing a lot of that out there right now.
Okay, but to be clear then, you've got francs that are 265?
Yeah, 265 a piece. They're a fifth of an ounce of gold. So you take five of them to make an ounce. So there is a little bit of a premium over spot, but you have a smaller piece. And fractional gold coins always carry a premium. And in order to help you with that premium, we're buying a full-year subscription to Bob Chapman's newsletter.
And then what are some of the other coins? We know you have the buffaloes that are really hard to get. What other coins have you gotten?
Well, then, of course, you can get the U.S. Eagle, and they're just trading just a little over $1,300 a piece. And then the Walking Liberty half, $975, those on the Internet are well over $10 now. Lakota Nations at $2,355. That's a good buy because silver's been running up, and those were sitting at about $25 here just a short time ago.
You're supporting a patriotic network. Don't wait, folks. I believe you should get involved in gold and silver. I have personally, and it's really done well for me. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Or you can go buy elsewhere $360 for a franc, or you can pay $265. I don't know. You make the decision. 800-686-2237. God bless you, Ted.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. And your audience is wonderful. Thank them too for me, will you please?
You bet. God bless you. Well, you just thanked them just there. Okay, let me hit on some of the financial news, and I promise, ahead of Watson coming on with all of the BP oil spill breakdown, he's gonna methodically cover every angle of it. You know how Watson does. And again, he's been popping in yesterday and today for 1 hour just to take his training wheels off as a guest host. So that's what we're doing right now with Watson. And he's done better than I thought he would. An excellent job. So I look forward to him coming up in the next hour. I want to go to Dante, Quincy, Morgan, Donna. I will at least get to you guys before the hour ends. But let me get into this economic news right now. In fact, we have that MSNBC clip with the guy talking about buy land and barbed wire. We have that queued up, or we're going to play that in a moment. And again, this is just two articles. I've got a whole bunch of these today. This is out of the Wall Street Journal. Tax hikes and the 2011 economic collapse. Today's corporate profits reflect an income shift in 2010. These profits will tumble next year, preceded most likely by the stock market. So the stock market will most likely tumble. And this is the Wall Street Journal, Arthur Laffer. It was very respected. People can change the volume, the location, and the composition of their income, and they can do so in response to changes in government policies. It shouldn't surprise anyone that the nine states with an income tax are growing far faster and attracting. It shouldn't surprise you that the nine states without a income tax are growing far faster and attracting more people than the nine states with the highest income tax. People and businesses are changing the location of income based on incentives. And then it just goes into how taxes have been raised all over the country and federally, how California's bombing out, and how when they raise taxes, they destroy economies, and they have graphs that show all of that, and that is absolutely true. And so, but Texas supposedly doesn't have an income tax. They got a franchise tax. They got a business tax. They're raping the daylights out of us, folks. I mean, it is disgusting. You ought to see the taxes I pay on the desk and the microphone. It's a property tax is what it really is. And it just makes me want to shut down. But I can't because I got to fight the New World Order. I don't even want to make money. I just want to pay for things and be able to run my operation and pay my employees. But they've got it all rigged now with all these new taxes where you pay taxes on everything. And then it makes you want to not pay the taxes, and then they get to throw you in prison. And more and more of the money goes to offshore banks. It just all goes to them. You know, they raise your taxes. They cut your supposed benefits. They cut your supposed services. You're seeing it everywhere. This is the New World Order model. Here's another one. Investment banker. It's going to get nasty. Buy land, barbed wire, and guns. What did I tell you 4 years ago? Austin is the richest city per capita in the country. Everybody's fleeing New York and L.A. and Chicago and Miami and Palm Beach. And I'm a media person. And working in media and being at events and phone calls and meetings I've had, I've met billionaires, quite a few of them. I mean, real billionaires, people that are on the Forbes list, not fake billionaires that are a dime a dozen, you know, at the country club telling you they're a billionaire. And for 4 years, they have all been leaving the country. You know, I told you about John Wayne's family, a big portion of them leaving the country. They've made the decision. They're all leaving. They're going to Costa Rica, and it looks like the CIA and others are going to keep that somewhat free for a while, though they're setting up a police state there. They're going to loot Switzerland. They're going to loot the Cook Islands. There's really nowhere to run. Luxembourg, Monte Carlo. There's nowhere to go. The bankers, unless you're a multi-billionaire, they're even robbing the billionaires. They're robbing the people worth $100 million. They're robbing the people worth $500 million. They are taking it all. They don't want a middle class. They don't want a rich nouveau riche. They wage war against middle class, against poor people, against the new wealth, nouveau riche, new wealthy. They do not want you to have two pennies to rub together. This is their tool of control. What did the London Guardian find out at Bilderberg? That they want to bankrupt us to make us where we're so poor, we don't have money to go protest them. You know, investment banker, it's going to get nasty. Buy land, barbed wire, and guns. Let's go ahead and play that clip. Do we have it queued up to the spot where we talked about the barbed wire and guns? Here it is.
Is senior managing director at Evercore Partners, an investment banker to his roots. Do you think that Tijan Tian was given the right advice by his banking advisors?
That's a great one for first thing in the morning. Thank you for that, Jeff.
Let's
I enjoyed
start.
That. I enjoyed
Let's
that hugely. Yes, start strong. Well, I mean, clearly the situation is incredibly messy now, and I think the shareholders have put themselves into quite a tricky position. I mean, on the one hand, everyone's sort of, a lot of the newspapers and all the coverage is praising shareholders for standing up and saying we don't want to do this. On the other hand, what message does that send to management? Management of the board put forward a strategy. Shareholders rejected. What do the shareholders now do? Do you sort of say to the managers, well, we may think your strategy is completely wrong, but keep on going anyhow? Are they going to take some other action? I think the company...
All right, that's a seven-minute clip, and I thought I'd told them where to queue it up, but I hadn't. So we're going to queue it up, play it after the break, the specific part, because it's a seven-minute clip. It's up on prisonplanet.com if you want to watch the whole clip and also read the article by Paul Joseph Watson this morning. Investment banker, it's going to get nasty. Buy land, barbed wire, and guns. And what have we seen mayors and police chiefs and sheriffs from California to Ohio say in the last 2 months? We're laying off 47%. We're laying off 65%. you know, we're going from 144 to 42 sheriff's deputies in the entire county, and only three of them will be allowed each day, one shift, to respond to crime. Our other deputies will be writing tickets and raising money. Arm yourselves. Well, what sheriff couldn't morally say arm yourselves? Arm yourselves. The government isn't going to protect you. And there is a serious potential for the complete and total collapse of society. There is a serious potential for the complete collapse. And I go back to basic numbers because this is the stuff keeping me up at night. It's very elementary. University studies show that millions and millions, some studies as high as seven, some even higher, millions starved to death during the 10-year Great Depression, with 90% or right at 90% of the public being agrarian, living on the land, being self-sufficient, having chickens out back. We're now almost 90% urban and don't know how to change our oil, don't know how to plant a crop, don't know how to pick our nose. You know, I mean, we expect the government to send a special nose picker for us to do it. What is going to happen if the Depression continues? We've already got 40 million Americans on food stamps. That's high-tech soup lines. What is going to happen when there's only 10% that are self-sufficient, and most of the rural people aren't self-sufficient? It's more like 5% of the country. What's going to happen?
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
In California, you're on the air. Go ahead, Dante.
Hi, Alex.
I got an article here you're going to want to write down if you still have that pen and pad ready. AP, Enterprise, sub attack was near U.S. South Korea drill, keyword being drill. And it says in this article here that 2 months after the sinking, U.S. officials for the first time disclosed details of the joint naval exercise held the same day as the attack on the Chenoweth. So,
yeah, no, Wayne Madsen, though, actually knew 2 weeks ago that there was a drill and that it was right in a nest of U.S. forces with deep-sea divers, and they were doing some type of torpedo drill. So the evidence is leaning towards another false flag. Because again, the Japanese government was about to throw U.S. forces out. Now the prime minister resigned, apologized, and said, your troops stay here. Please don't let North Korea get us.
Okay, just make sure you didn't look over that.
No. I'm glad you told me. But, I mean, now they're admitting it, huh? What was that out of, AP?
AP, yeah. The title was AP Enterprise Sub-Attack was Near U.S. South Korea Drill. And I also wanted to see if you had a chance to see Iron Man 2, because in that movie, the whole movie is pretty much about, you know, arms dealings, but the whole movie they're talking about how Tony Stark is trying to stop weapons from being sold to North Korea and Iran. Those are the only two countries mentioned in the whole movie about...
It's funny you said that. I did watch Iron Man last week on the treadmill in two different jogs. And the entire film is Pentagon propaganda placement, and you can see where it's all paid for. It is total mind control, start to finish, pro-Afghan war. So, of course, this movie's going to be right on time for Iran and North Korea, just like they had the Pearl Harbor movie right before 9/11. It's all queued up. It's all staged. And it's all part of mind control. I appreciate your call. No, I haven't been out to the theater. The only movies I really watch now is when I'm on the treadmill, because if I'm not watching movies, I can't jog for more than 20 minutes. But I'm watching Hurt Locker right now. I haven't seen the end of it yet. It's pretty good, actually. I got to finish jogging tonight. I didn't have time this morning because I was on Coast to Coast last night, so I had to get some shut-eye this morning. Couldn't get up too early. Mindless trivia. Why does that matter? Let's go ahead and talk to Ted. All right, talk to Ted. Quincy in California, you're on the air.
Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones, I'm Quincy calling from We Are Change. Hey, we're East Bay, and I'm always passing out your stuff, man, every day. So, but I just would like to say, as far as things are going, could this possibly have been a mud volcano that DT might have hit? And the news might not be actually saying the truth. What do you think on that theory, sir?
Say that again.
Could BP might have actually struck a mud volcano?
Oh, well, I mean, they do. I mean, they do have underwater volcanoes. There's more volcanoes because the Earth's 75% covered by the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans and Arctic Oceans and other oceans, the seven seas. The point is that, yes, they do have these big vents that do eject mud and oil and chemicals, toxic compounds out of volcanoes. That's another great point. I mean, this they need to plug it. It is a problem. But them shutting down the beaches, shutting down the fishing, and using toxic chemicals to disperse it is far worse than the oil itself. From all the evidence I've seen, that's a really great point, and I appreciate your call, Quincy. We'll come back. I'll do five more minutes, and then we've got Paul Joseph Watson coming up. He's going to go over the entire BP operation in great detail.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.